Freed of both dog and the one who held dog's leash, the other voice resumed control. First the mind, then finally the mutant shell. His first act was to tend to the scars on the body with careful hands, slowly healing all the scars except the ragged name torn on his chest. He briefly thought of remaining at the Sierra Madre, but it was a monument built by humans, representing something he no longer needed. He began walking west, in search of others like him. As he did, he spoke of the courier who had set him free and allowed his life to begin again.